the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me, let them bring me to thy holy hill. Beseech thee, Almighty God, mercifully to look upon thy people, that by thy goodness they may be governed and preserved evermore, both in body and soul, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. From the Augsburg Confession, Chief Articles of the Faith, Article 27 of Monastic Vows. There are on record examples of men who, forsaking marriage and the administration of the commonwealth, have hid themselves in monasteries. This they called fleeing from the world and seeking a kind of life which would be more pleasing to God. Neither did they see that God ought to be served in those commandments which he himself has given, and not in commandments devised by men. A good and perfect kind of life is that which has for it the commandments of God. It is necessary to admonish men of these things. And before these times, Gerson rebukes this error of the monks concerning perfection and testifies that in his day it was a new saying that the monastic life is a state of perfection. So many wicked opinions are inherent in the vows, namely, that they justify, that they can constitute Christian perfection, that they keep the counsels and commandments, that they have works of supererogation. All these things, since they are false and empty, make vows null and void. So far, our confessional reading. The reading from the Old Testament, God's call of Abraham to become the father of his chosen people. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So far our Old Testament reading. Epistle reading from Hebrews, the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 11 through 15. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of the heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your consciences from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. So for our epistle reading. Gospel reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, verses 45 through 59. Please rise for the reading of the Gospel. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God hears God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said to him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I say, I know him not, I should be a liar like unto you. But I know him, and I keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. We confess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in one God, the Father
Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten from His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and stood on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Gospel reading from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 8. I'd like to call your attention at this time to the last two verses. Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Then they took up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them and passed by. Please be seated. This discussion that John records between Jesus and these Jews begins with this statement in verse 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the discussion continues, and what it is really all about is just who Jesus is. And finally, they begin to catch on what he's claiming, and they can't buy it. Finally, they ask, "Are you greater than our father Abraham?" Abraham, chosen by God to be the father of his chosen people, and through whom, and through his descendant, I should say, all of the people of the world would be blessed. Are you greater than him? Jesus' answer, "Before Abraham was, I am." Not before Abraham was, I was. But before Abraham was, I am. Not past tense. I guess I would call it an eternal present. We don't like grammar folks very well. So let's just call it an eternal now, if you will. And they knew full well what he was claiming. They immediately picked up stones to stone him. The Old Testament result, punishment for blasphemy. He walked away from them that day. And they finally got around to getting the job done by having the Romans crucify him. They knew full well what he meant. And just, let's just look, take a quick look at what from the Old Testament made that so clear in their mind. Remember, God called Moses by a burning bush after he had fled Egypt and was taking care of his father-in-law's sheep. God called Moses and told him to go back and lead his people out of Egypt, and Moses was very reluctant. "I don't want to go." Then Moses said to God, "Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.' I am who I am." The Hebrew there has to do with existence. We don't know exactly how it should be translated. Is it "I am who I am"? "I am what is"? "I am what exists"? We don't know. But those folks knew full well what Jesus was claiming and who he was claiming to be. It's an idea that doesn't fit in human minds. Paul says, "Jews request a sign, Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness." The church's mission, Jesus gave them after his resurrection, is to preach repentance and forgiveness of sin in his name to the whole world. But we humans, this world, does not accept the idea of a human being who is both God and man. Some of you may well have heard of a man by the name of C.S. Lewis, the 20th century's best, in my opinion, Christian apologist. In his day, it was an attempt by an awful lot of folks to honor Jesus by calling him a great moral teacher. A human, but a great moral teacher. Lewis has this to say about that. That's the one thing we must not say. A man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on a level with the man that says he's a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else a madman, or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about his being a great human teacher. He's not left that open to us. He did not intend to. In our day, the idea of honoring him by calling him a great moral teacher doesn't seem to be around much anymore. Mainly because even within the churches, what he had to say about morals, they reject. Man by the name of Scott Murray is pastor of Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, one of our synodical vice presidents. He sends out a daily Bible study intended for his congregation, but anybody can subscribe to it. It's called The Memorial Moment. This week he had this to say. Now the churches no longer preach sin and grace, law and gospel. The churches now preach good advice about life in this world. The churches no longer accuse us of sin, even though this is the divinely given mission. Sin is just something to be passed over or ignored for the fear of hurting market share. Often, the idea behind what they're doing comes from personal motives, not an attempt to do the mission of Christ. It's an attempt to gain market share to survive the organization, local congregation, or church, or whatever it might be. But Jesus said, if you remain in my word, you will know the truth. The great I Am, the creator of Abraham, who took on human flesh and lived the sinless life that we cannot, who was crucified for our sins, cannot be repackaged to appeal to this fallen world. He is foolishness to the Greeks, and to the Jews a stumbling block. The Holy Spirit works faith in people. Our responsibility as a church is to remain in His Word and to preach that Word from our pulpits, to show by our lives and by what we say His Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The night He was betrayed and instituted His supper, He prayed that what has come to be called His high priestly prayer. In that prayer, He prayed for the disciples and those, you and I, who would believe in Him through their words. Sanctify them by the truth. Thy word is truth. Are you greater than our father Abraham? They asked. His answer? I am. And he is. He's greater than Abraham, the father of God's chosen people, as the Creator is greater than his creation. For since the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom, did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. If you abide in my word, he says, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus died for me.
Feast which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impatience and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased by thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake. Amen.
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 The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
the Lord our God. Give thanks unto thee, O holy Lord, holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who on the tree of the cross didst give salvation unto mankind, that whence death arose, thence life also might rise again, and that he who by a tree once overcame might likewise by a tree be overcome. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we glorify and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 our God, heaven and above, and earth are full of thy glory.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh, Christ, how Lamb of God,
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sake. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sake. Take and eat. The body of Christ, given for you.
Take and drink.
Take and eat.
Savior.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat the body of Christ, given for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and drink. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death. Now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. The body of Christ, given into you.
Drink. True blood.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. The body of Christ given to you.
Take and drink. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed in the remission of all your sins.
Is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus. body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith, with the life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith of the life everlasting. Depart in peace.
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks unto thee, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Upon thee and give thee peace.